It seems that we think that when women take care of children, that's parenting, but when men do it, it's babysitting. And that, I think, is a fundamental problem, both in terms of how society views the role of men, but then how organizations account for the fact that men have family responsibilities as well. But in some sense, I think the big mindset that we need to move toward in organizations and society is to think about how we are responsible for each other in terms of helping all of us manage our family responsibilities and to live a truly dignified way of life.
Given that, what is the impact on families and children if someone like Ben can't be with his wife when she's going through, you know, a life-threatening procedure, or there's a child that's sick, they have to choose between getting paid or taking care of the child?
I did the first comprehensive study of the status of children and families in New Mexico, and called Kids in Crisis, New Mexico's Other Bomb. And what I learned was rapid, massive economic change had really undermined families' ability to nurture. And we, you know, are constantly in conflict between those demands of the workplace and our demands at home. And when families are under that kind of stress, nobody gets what they need. And as a result, it's extremely difficult for families to thrive. And becoming a family-friendly workplace has a dramatic effect on retention. And retention, or the lack of retention, is one of the very high costs that employers suffer all the time. Training, retraining, and so on and so on. So it really, I learned that when I was working with people about developing family-friendly workplaces, that many of them didn't give a hoot about my mom who needed me or my children who needed me, but they did care about their bottom line. And when I was able to talk to them about all the things that they had as goals in their organization and how a family-friendly workplace would support those goals, and that they could start with low-cost, no-cost strategies to do that, amazing things happened.